Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Shannon Schweitzer is our guest, our new friend. Won't be new for long because we're going to have her back. She's got the goods, folks. She's got a lot more to teach us. Her new book is called Access to Asia. It's the multicultural guide to help you understand how to do business in the Pacific Rim. And it's interesting stuff. If you never plan to do that, it's just interesting to see how she has put together. She and co-author Liz Alexander have put together an important book on how to do business overseas. And Sharon, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. Give us a website. Tell us how we can find you and the book, please.
Yes, you can find me in Austin, Texas at SharonSchweitzer.com, spelled like Albert.
Right.
And you can also, if you go to my website and you fill out my contact form, I will send you the sample chapter from the book.
Wow.
The culture chapter.
All
so
right.
Feel free to do that if you follow me on Twitter at Austin Protocol.
All right. And so, and the book's available wherever books are sold. I have my copy. It's beautiful. Sharon, we talked in the previous segment about etiquette and just the patience that's required. And when I say etiquette, we didn't, as I said earlier, we didn't get into the bowing and the kowtowing and the card exchanges, but a little more developed than that. But now let's talk about ethics because etiquette and ethics handshake, don't they? They require one leads to the other, doesn't it? Etiquette. If you don't get through the etiquette, you can't get to the part where you're doing business and ethics comes into play.
That's right. That's exactly right. Once you start doing business, then you get into the aspect of, you know, how do the rules interplay with the relationship?
And Western ethics are not like Eastern ethics.
No, they're not. I'll tell you what. Here in there are rules-based cultures and there are relationship-based cultures, and you have to kind of take a look and see. In the U.S., we tend to be a more process-oriented culture, and there's something out there that a lot of people are familiar with. It's called the Corruption Perceptions Index, and all it does is really show you perceptions of what people think about what the corruption is. And it's not black and white. I know your listeners know that. It's gray. It's a very gray area, and we point that out in Access to Asia. And, you know, there's an example of a story that I'd be happy to share with your listeners, Jim, if
you'd
like.
Go ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this story it's in the book, and it originated in Burma, which is now, of course, Myanmar, which Myanmar was a military dictatorship until recently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that nation's culture, a lot of people think, oh, it's going to be more oriented towards process than towards people. But that is not true. Myanmar's culture is heavily focused on a complex web of relationships, and it can appear very confusing unless the business takes the time to understand that importance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a CEO named Errol Flynn. Yes, Errol Flynn, if you can believe it or not.
Yeah.
And he's real and he's fabulous. And he is now with a business advisory and consulting firm, KPCG International in Australia. Well, he arrived in Myanmar back in 1995 with his wife, and it was his wife who was assigned the task of opening a representative office for ING Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while they were in Myanmar during their 2-year stay, while she opened this representative mm-hmm. office, he decided he was going to start nurturing an influential circle of personal connections. He did that in both government and the business community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on one occasion, he met this Thai sugar importer. This Thai sugar importer from Thailand had traveled to Myanmar 15 times, Jim, 15, trying to establish joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it. So Mr. Flynn said, hey, listen, let me introduce you to some of these state ministers I know, some of the cabinet members, and some of these other folks. So he took
because
it around.
He'd been developing a relationship with them without ever asking them to do business.
Right. He had taken this time to just go and develop
relationships. No strings attached.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he also introduced the Thai sugar importer to some mining and agricultural
sector. I got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. In any event, what he did was he established these valuable relationships without ever resorting to bribery or corruption.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive gift he and his senior staff ever gave any ministers were several bottles of branded whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Hmm.
The Thai sugar importer had a great business.
Right.
He now has a very successful business.
And how long when you're working with these people, you could go, I don't know, what, weeks, months, a year, 2 years, developing a relationship without ever mentioning your product or a deal that you're going to do? That could happen, right?
Yes, it can happen. You're likely going to need to invest in relationships over a period of years before ever expecting anything to be signed, sealed, or delivered.
And that's tough on small business, Sharon.
That's
a long ROI. But do you recommend attaching yourself to someone like this, Mr. Flynn, over there? Do you recommend finding someone like that?
Oh,
to
yes,
speed
I
things
do.
Up?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And there are several folks that will help you immeasurably. Finding a mentor.
And that's in the book, too, right, how to do that?
Yes, it is.
Access to Asia, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon Switzer. It's available wherever books are sold. Sharon, will you come back? You got more to teach us.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted.
Thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Sharon Switzer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.